Tuesday, December 30th, 2025, 6 p.m. at the town hall. So we go through this meeting and then end it and start another one, right? So I'd first like to call the Parks and Rec grant meeting to order. Number two, do we have any public input on Parks and Recreation grant? Do I hear any input of any sort? I don't see any hands. So we'll move on to discussion and decide on recommendations for the Board of Selectmen for action. So we go through the packet here. We went out, we came up with four or five different things and we put them out to bid. And the ones that did come back were we got a price to raise the level of the town green. And that was in the 250,000 range.
It was 230, I think it was. Yeah, that was, so that was for drainage and regrading and reseeding intended.
Does that cover the whole?
The whole,
I'll call
the
it
whole
triangle.
The whole triangle.
The whole thing. Yeah. But I see 8,400 square yards. Miles just about to calculate it.
He's working on the map.
Okay.
How deep is that?
Bring,
I guess to begin with.
Well, square yard is an area. Yeah. Then below that is borrow of 1,400 cubic yards. So I was just trying to understand what the scope of this means.
The bit basically in the conversations I've had with the town engineer is that, you know, apparently years ago it drained okay, never wonderfully, but okay. Yeah, but it had a crown to it so that the drain, it, you know, the water would drain off, you know, from the center toward the edges, and it's lost that crown. It doesn't do that anymore. So his proposal would be to reintroduce that crown and introduce some drainage in appropriate places and get the water directed to the drainage that's already existing.
So that's any questions on that? I don't see any hands. And then the other option was we got quotes for the pavilions, both at Herrick Park and Heritage Farm. It's just, do you want to take it away from here?
Yeah, you know, those, I mean, I found a company out of Pennsylvania that, you know, pre-builds these, you know, in their space, and then they come up and install them. I found something that I had envisioned for Herrick Park, and it was a built-up truss design that has no place for birds to roost, which I think is important.
No place for
birds to roost.
Oh yeah.
Which I think is important. And those are the types of pavilions we see in municipal parks pretty regularly for that very reason. And I had talked with the Heritage Farm maybe a year ago about a pavilion for the space over there and had some idea of what they were looking for. So I tried to pick something that was basically off the rack that sort of matched that. You know, colonial style. I mean, it's a basic truss design. You know, I think it would need a ceiling, you know, and maybe a cupola or something like that to dress it up. But I think it's a, you know, fairly basic design that would work and fit in for the landscape there and not be, you know, sticking out like a sore thumb. I will say that, you know, John and I started having some strategy conversations. Pavilions are going to be tough to pull off in 6 months. You know, we will know better probably in 10 or so business days whether or not we can pull that off.
So what Jim is saying,
it's going to be tough. I'm not saying we can't do it. I just, we're not sure.
And then to that point, so the money has to be expended
by June 30th.
June 30th.
We're pretty confident that we could get the I think I would say that's not right. We're very confident we could get the project at the town green done before that deadline. Less confident about the pavilions. Now, I think something to keep in mind when you start deliberating and making a decision as to what direction you would like us to proceed in, is that there is a promise of another 250,000 for next fiscal year. We don't know that that will actually happen, but that is what was expressed to us was the goal was 250 this year, 250 next year.
And when would we know that?
We won't.
So would it be the same time frame that we're dealing with now that it's too quick to
Except that we could work on the pavilions now and be ready to hit the road running as soon as we got notice of the next grant award. That's where I was going with that conversation.
Because these folks, if I remember right, don't have the concrete work in it.
They don't have the concrete
They
yet.
do.
Right.
Yeah. So there's.
What's a ballpark on the concrete work then? And the
Thinking about
level?
25
Yeah.
in that area. A little bit more if we added electricity to them, which the farm wouldn't, they would want so they could rent it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, while we're doing site work, we would at least put in the conduit.
So 25K each
Correct.
for leveling the footings.
Right. And these prices don't include staining, so we would probably try to get them to include staining to try to maximize, that value. These are just
I didn't bring notes from when we, I mean, we had a big list of items.
Yep.
So we're looking at three items here, right?
Yeah, I brought the list, and
Nice. Were there other things you should talk about?
not really. And I wanted our minutes to reflect that after that public hearing, we did as a group go over all of the whole list. And so these five items were the ones that popped up. Plus, one resident asked for a menorah, and that didn't appear on this list, but that's a pretty small.
It's on.
That's okay. That's a pretty small item. So we did go through and we as a group eliminated all the ones that were definitely going to exceed the 250,000, like the pool, a sports bubble, the library expansion, and we said maybe the Herrick Park bathrooms. And then we also talked about the soccer fields, because I think, and that was unclear whether there is grant money to cover the soccer fields, but that
It
was
wouldn't that project wouldn't be done in time.
oh,
We
that's right.
need the
That's
new
right.
ones built
Right.
first before we could do this.
Right.
Yeah,
That's what it was.
that was the
That's
conversation
what it
we had
was.
because those need to, the new ones need to sit for a year.
That's right.
We,
Okay.
you know, let the
We,
turf get
yeah.
established before we start to use them heavily.
So there were other items brought up, such as a playground on Indian Notch Park, but I don't think we as a group asked you, Jim, to get a quote on that.
Might be a good thing because if they're going forward with this new playground, we may have a playground to move over.
Right, we might be able to move some equipment from the playground behind the senior center to Indian Notch Park.
That's right. I had a note that said not now, so that's something we could consider in the future. Pickleball courts, we said no. Community garden, we said no. Frisbee golf, no. So we did go through every there are how many on this list? There are 27 items on this list. So I feel like we did a pretty thorough job discussing every item. And I just want that to be made clear to the public that we as a group didn't just discard those without talking about them. We did talk about them. So the five items that we're talking about today, the two pavilions, the gazebo green improvements, the Herrick Park bathroom, and the outdoor exercise equipment are the ones that we all as a group agreed that we should pursue
So
estimates
yeah,
for.
and we did we I did, I don't know if it got included in the package, but we did get some numbers on the outdoor exercise equipment,
Yeah.
and those individual pieces run anywhere from like $2,500 up to about 10 or 15 thousand, and we thought that would be a great fill in. If we had extra money left over with any of these projects, we might be able to include a couple of those pieces And I think those would be great to incorporate around that new walk-in track that will go around the new soccer fields at Herrick Park.
So on the pavilions, getting back to those, it sounds like we should be increasing the cost of each of those by at least 25,000, right,
Correct.
for the concrete. And now, John, is that, can your crew do that work, or
We'd have some,
we'd
we're
have
not
to?
concrete guys,
No.
no.
Okay.
If it was a small little pad, they could do it, but we're talking 30 by 50, and it's got to be flat. It's going to have to have piers under all. When you see those posts on the pavilion, there'll have to be piers under all of those.
Do you have any idea why they're both 30 by 50, and but the price, the estimates on both are
Because
about 25,000?
one is a truss system and one is the more post and beam
Oh,
look.
okay. And so the
Which
post and
I would
beam.
vote for this one because just, it's a $20,000 adder, but it looks a hell of a lot nicer than the truss system.
I
Yeah,
don't know
without the
that.
bird issue.
I don't know that that would look good over at Harry's farm, though.
This one?
Yeah.
I think it would.
Looks aerodynamic. Well.
I mean, I like it. It's just a much more modern look.
But it's wood and folks would be.
The use of it is going to, it does that, just that part that comes down in the front. I don't know what you call that, the where the triangle is.
The gable.
Does that help keep wind out,
Just to hide the trusses so you don't see the ugly trusses.
so one is not going to be,
And it braces them.
because if the wind whistles through there, the
Yeah.
farm, and I'm just, I don't know if it would be better to have it the gable, system, gable type because of that,
Yeah.
or it doesn't do anything. No. Okay.
And is the thought then either or one for each location?
One for each location.
And then, okay. And then so you.
We think we can come in under the 250 for the two gazebos.
And would the gazebos
Well,
match, or would they, we would consider that
they
that's a.
don't have to.
They don't have to. That's a
Okay.
conversation that Tim is bringing up now. He kind of likes to
The one at Herrick
Well,
Park.
also, it doesn't sound like we have time to get through the various regulation and processes. I'm guessing that's going to be the holdup
Well,
mostly,
there's
is like the
so,
engine.
well, I mean, so
Weapons,
again, there's,
permitting.
I dealt with one company who responded quickly for me. There are probably other companies out there. Their price includes engineered plans, so that, for the permitting.
It's quicker.
But, other things that we have to deal with, like at the farm, we have to deal with the State Historic Preservation Commission. We have to. Depending on where these things are sited, well, we know where it would be sited at Heritage Farm. We've already approved the overall plan there, but I'm not sure where we would put it. We may have to go through Wetlands Commission approval. We'll have to go through the planning and zoning process to get an 8-24 approval.
Okay.
So
Well,
there's a
given the fact that
number
we're
of
not going to be able to do it, I think we have time to look at more than two designs anyway and talk
correct.
about it
That's
and figure
correct.
out what the best consensus is
We were
for.
trying to get numbers that we could work with so that this group could make informed
These
decisions.
numbers seem reasonable, though, so good job on that.
They do. So,
These numbers don't, the other ones.
what are the consequences for not finishing on
Sure.
time?
Bath house.
Is there consequences?
I don't have an answer to that
40%.
question. I think I had shared with the Board of Selectmen that I had reached out immediately after our meeting to find out. We had a couple questions, and one of the questions that we had was, when do we have to spend the money by? And it took the individual quite a while to get back to me. After some pestering, she did get back to me and apologize for not being timely in her responses. But we did find out. So I don't know the answer to that question. We did find out that June 30th is our deadline. I can ask that question.
Well, I think we have to come up with a decision tonight, don't we? On which way to move.
I think we really need to. I mean, otherwise.
The sooner the better. It may, no matter what we do, it's going to be a challenge for us. But, John and I feel like we'll have a pretty good opportunity to find a DAS approved contractor who meets CHRO, and other state qualifications for the Town Green project. We have a lot more hoops to jump through
These
with the pavilion.
Well, I think it is going to be important to know if we want to go forward with the pavilions and we know we can't get them done by June 30th, we need to know what the consequences of that. And I think we could, if we support that, well, I think we could vote on like doing those projects tonight so that you can then nail down the
Contingent
next one.
upon the other grant.
Yeah, I guess it would have, well,
Or oh
it's out, well, these
no.
numbers are below that, right?
Not including the green.
Not including the
Green.
green. I'm just talking about if we only
Oh.
I'm thinking of it as an either or. Maybe
It is either.
it's in either
yeah,
or.
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The two pavilions or the green.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But doing the green might get you more exercise equipment around the trail compared to doing the two gazebos. I mean, not gazebos, but pavilions.
Because that was only 180,000 to do
No, it was two
the
30
220,
was Joe's
30,
estimate.
224. 224 is what I thought. So
Where would this exercise equipment go?
the soccer fields is putting in.
Yeah.
There's going to be
At Herrick?
yep. There's going to be a stone bus
Around.
all the
Okay.
way
All
around
right.
it.
Okay.
Access trail for us, but a walking trail for people.
Yeah, I'm thinking of this stuff as kind of add-on stuff. It's not, but
Yeah.
exercise equipment isn't really a focus, I don't
Right.
think, for
No.
anybody, right? Agreed.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. So the only
Fillers.
the big glitch of doing the green is we'd have to come up with an alternative spot for the concert series, and which well, I don't know if that's a big deal or
Well,
not.
make it nicer
Put
for
it right out here. Move the gazebo over here. Temporary.
So to that point, what is there an anticipated, how does it take all summer?
It'd be done by June 30th.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's
But
no lawn.
to be able
But
to
there's
use it, the grass to establish, you want
a
a year
year.
at least two
Okay.
before you're putting that kind of
Or you could spend the
traffic on
extra
it.
30,000 and put turf down. I don't know what would it cost to do that in
The only thing
turf.
is it's not irrigated. That would scare me.
Mather will tell
I'll
us.
let you know. I'll let you know.
It's nice to
It's
have
tiny.
the
It's
expert.
like an acre and three quarters.
Is it really?
Yeah,
Wow.
8,400 square yards
Wow.
is 1 3/4 acres.
Thanks.
Oh, so that's going to be pricey.
And then,
Yeah.
so just for the sake of due diligence, too, there's a bid from Nathan and Jacobs and Associates. Were there any other bids or any other
So that
estimates?
Nathan L. Jacobs and Associates is our town engineer,
Got it.
and he put together an estimate of probable costs for us. So we have actually no bids. That's an estimate of probable costs. Just like we engaged an estimator to give us probable costs for,
Just turf.
upgrades at Herrick Park to that building and the cost of building the bathroom facility. So
At
they're
50 cents
estimates
a
that were
square foot.
generated by professionals.
And they would not be, would they be the
Right.
professionals that would do the work?
No. No, we would
Control
have, we
them
have
and
to
say,
go, we
well,
have to go out to
pay
bid
them
for
to
these
do it.
projects.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
a
I need to
state,
work. I need to work a lot.
because
I
it's
haven't looked at
state
this site
funded,
lately.
we have
Well, but they
bidding
weren't good.
requirements that we have to meet.
It
Nathan L. Jacobs and Associates
wasn't
would
crazy
put
the
the
last time I
plans
looked.
together for us
40,000.
and help us with the bidding
Yeah.
process.
Which is the specs and everything, like
Right.
how much clay or sand. Or... You know
So,
what I didn't see in here?
what?
Engineering costs.
That's because those come out of my budget.
Oh,
Oh.
just thought it was ironic because it's put together by the
But
consultant.
we may be able to include them.
Yeah.
So are we
Get
talking
beaten
about
tracks or
possibly doing
built.
the green this year, and then the who whoever
That's
started
good.
saying gazebos is now with this
Well,
got it in my head
that's
now. I don't know what
Rodney.
goes with that.
There's a
It's a
gazebo
Rodney
on the
Center.
green that has a deck,
And
and that's it's supposed
pavilion.
to
I would then
go
do the
towards
pavilions
the
next
variant.
when we get the 250.
That
That's
would
dumb. I mean, even though we're not.
be my suggestion. I
A
would
piece of
feel
crap besides a piece of crap.
way more confident that we could meet our June 30th deadline.
I agree.
But that's up to the board to decide. Listen, well, John and I will do our level best no matter what you decide. I just we want you to know that we
Cents a
would feel
square
much
foot
more confident doing
for surface
as
area.
much as I would prefer.
So you back
Honestly, I
out
would prefer to do the
in.
pavilions. I think they'll be a
No.
great addition to our community.
40 cents.
I would feel much more confident being able to do the town green this year, and then, you know, do our due diligence, adequate research, pick out designs, you know, so that we're not doing any of this in a rush with pavilions. I think it's too important a project.
And I think the Heritage Farm Commission should be involved
in
the design. Of
absolutely.
Or in the library,
or the yard or something. Question on the
parking's the same.
Drainage, town green project. Were some of the issues associated with the walking path having to do with the drainage in that corner?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that something that would be?
It would be. So
worked into this?
We've already addressed it.
Yeah. You guys redid them.
We redid it. That section.
Halfways in
here. But, we have to dig them up?
Probably.
Yeah. Is it worth talking about paving them, or are we happy with the stone dust situation? Because I see beat by
two. That was a huge discussion when we decided to move forward with that grant project. And, you know, our town engineer would prefer that they were paved because they're easier to maintain. Grass doesn't grow in them. But there was some public opposition to that.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
To paving them.
Yeah.
Because of the aesthetic? I think environmentally, if you've got a porous surface is more desirable to have it be able to drain through it than running off of it.
It doesn't need maintenance
too.
People didn't want to feel like they had sidewalks going in front of their properties because generally we don't have sidewalks.
I was just talking on green for maintenance, but
yeah,
you know, if you have a paved sidewalk in front of your house, you're going to feel obligated to shovel it, and that's a whole new world. So,
okay.
Yes, Tim?
Nope. Oh. Okay.
Bob, anything?
Rodney,
FYI,
just to add to that sod question, he did carry 26 cents a square foot for seed and straw. So I'm just guessing at a price, but the differential would be more like 30,000 to upgrade the sod.
To have an instant lawn.
Right.
A beautiful instant lawn.
FYI. But the concerts could be out here or maybe in the library side yard for the establishment time. Just.
Right.
Just saying.
Yep. We also have Powell and Pavilion at Indian Notch Park.
Might be nice to keep it in some more of the
same location. Yeah,
understood.
I would think you probably want to close the street
just
down.
Close
the street down, just have it so people can sit on the asphalt as well as lawn. And just park the pavilion somewhere. I don't know where you put it, but or there you go.
You're doing it. Yeah.
I'm saying gazebo for pavilions means the opposite.
That's funny. There is power on this green, so
yeah.
You know that's a plus.
Somewhat limited, but yeah.
It's free.
All right. Do we want to?
What do you mean by that?
Comments?
I've never seen an electric bill.
No meter.
You're running off the church, maybe?
No, we're off the line.
Come straight off the television.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I keep trying to get him to dig a trench over there.
That isn't that interesting. Wow.
That was a gift long before I'm old.
So I guess in order to move this meeting forward, we want to have so the actual vote is in the next meeting, from what I can tell.
Yep, right. You need one of the whole board to act, the committee recommends to the board.
Yeah.
So you may want to discuss what your recommendation is going to be to yourselves in the next meeting.
Is there a consensus as to what we want to do here? In our next meeting, I think it's unfortunate that the pavilions are such a gamble to go for. That's, of course, the preference of everybody, I'm sure. But if that's going to be a sure bet, the only thing that's not a sure bet is
the other grant for next. We're told that that was part of the deal, but it's not in writing. It's just a verbal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was part of the original approval, but the bond commission hasn't acted on that $250,000. So they'll have to act on that $250,000 next fiscal year.
So that would maybe just require a little pressure on a couple of people to make sure it moves forward.
Right.
Did Stephanie have any input?
Steph, do you have anything you want to share with the committee?
Nope, everything sounds good to me.
You're excited about the drainage at the town green being fixed?
Well, I'm more excited about the pavilions, but I understand that with the timing, it's probably easier to do the green. And I will say when we've done events or the concert series over there, the water that is over there is kind of an issue. So I would be perfectly fine with that getting fixed.
Yeah, people falling into the little culvert there. And yeah,
I think
not to mention having to wear rain boots at the concert or at the tree lighting. So
good. And I'm sure Stephanie has other ideas as that project is developed. In other words, positioning of things, whether it's where the concert's located, power, you know, where we have the place dug up, mm-hmm. providing whatever. Yeah. I'm sure we can all come up with ways to improve our current situation.
Well, we'll have a little bit of time because nobody's going to do it while it's frozen, right? So, you know, that would give the group a little bit of time to work out some of these details.
All right. Well, okay. I think we're all going to support this in the next meeting.
David, are you there? You got any comments?
Bob, I'll give you this. David?
Yeah, I'm here. No comments.
Okay, thank you. All right. Is everybody in a consensus that we're going to go for the green? Bryce?
So then the action we would take then would be to authorize Jim to move forward to put out an RFP.
So this committee is going to recommend to the Board of Selectmen to make that action.
Right, so that would be the action of the next meeting.
Yeah, he's correct. Yes. And Jim's got to finish filling out the grant.
Well, once we have a project picked,
because we
need the dollar value of the project to be able to finish filling out. Stephanie and I have been working on the grant application, and we've gotten about as far as we can go without having a specific project.
Okay, so, all right. Well, I know if the seas we don't adjourn from this meeting, so.
6:28. You're going to start your BOA AP.
Sneak up now.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Steph. You don't have to stay any longer if you don't want.
Everyone, have a good night.
Good night.
You too.
Welcome to the Board of Selectmen meeting. Accounts payable.
Thank you.
Immediately following the Parks Rec grant at what was it? 6:28.
6:28.
Yep. I'd like to first call the meeting to order. Our first number two is consider an act on Parks and Rec grant recommendations. Do we have a motion?
First Selectman, I'll take a stab at a motion.
Ready.
I move that we authorize Jim to create bid documents to acquire bids for proposed improvements to the town green, including drainage upgrades.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any more discussion?
I just have one question about the Nathan Jacobson. What does the line borrow mean? It's a $20,000 item, so I need to know what that means. The second one down.
1,400 cubic yards.
It should be material coming in to build up and crown.
Oh.
And it's quite a bit of it. It's about 80 triaxle loads.
That's what 1,400 cubic yards is?
Yep.
80? Wow.
75 to 80.
Wow.
Wow. This is awesome.
Is that going to change the elevation? Nice.
Yeah. That's the thing is to crown it up so the water moves off rather than...
Is the crown going to change in a way where it's not actually a feasible sitting area?
No.
It'll be gentle.
And they'll be
usually like a quarter inch per foot.
And
hi, excuse me.
Sorry, this is your recording clerk. I'm brand new, so I just need the name of the person that moved and the person that
Jim
seconded.
Sadler, seconded by Mather Clark.
Thank you.
Sorry, thank you.
Speak up if you have more questions,
Hi,
please.
Andrea.
Thank you. Welcome
Hi.
to the Board of Selectmen.
Thank
So
you.
the at the at the edge where it meets the road, where would the water go? Or is it expected that it won't go into the street?
Well, the street comes down toward, that's part of the problem, right? Is the street comes down and drains into the
Yeah,
green.
and then there's like a 2 foot
Right.
culvert there. So that, well, I guess that's a design
It's a
thing.
design, right.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
we don't have to get
So,
into the design point.
we don't have that information,
Right.
right?
Topography of what they're proposing,
Yeah, okay.
how to move the water, but I would assume.
They graded all their couple catch basins and
And so, Jim, you
send it
said
away.
that the cost of designing the project itself is in
They normally, no,
your
those,
budget.
but we, I can ask if we can include it in the grant application.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
that would be ideal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have
Sometimes you
anything
can't,
in
though,
front of me.
because sometimes you have to move forward with a plan to
Right.
your grant
Yeah,
application.
oftentimes they don't include the design
Yeah.
fees. That's correct.
Any other questions, Quinn?
No.
Anybody else?
And I guess just one other question
Mm-hmm.
too. So with the to finish the grant documentation and to get it out to RFP and to bid and then to do the selection and then to have the work, done and dusted in 6 months, you still think that timeline's feasible?
I do.
Okay.
Not going to be easy, but I do.
What does Mather think?
Depends on how much backlog they have of work already. I don't know what they're.
Right.
The who that they might be, and then their
Right.
availability.
Like
That
you asked me, I wouldn't be able to touch it till 2027. But I don't know what. Don't know them.
right, or who the them
So we
is.
don't know who them is, right? So,
Right.
this project would go out to bid
Right.
on the DAS bid list.
With a
Right.
date. So not knowing who, I
Right.
mean, that would
And
be a
we're gonna
contingency upon
and we're
the
gonna have
project, right?
and we're gonna right,
You're...
we're gonna have the completion date in the bid
Yeah,
document.
so if they can't get it done in that time frame, they would presumably wouldn't even bid on it, right?
And then just for the sake of our due diligence too, it feels prudent to have some type of contingency to say, right, we're trying to, this is a great project and it really will benefit the town. But then if we aren't able to do it with all, best intentions, how then do we look to utilize the grant?
It would probably be too late by the time we know that
Yeah,
that's the
so
case. And so you would have liquidated damages or something like that in your contract.
there's only
So,
so much we can
yeah,
control, right?
we got to give it our best shot and do what we can.
So,
Once
well,
again, it goes back to how you write the contract,
and is it this
which we
board?
hopefully have learned.
Is it this board who is going to take a look at the bids and choose a bid, choose a
No,
contractor?
not with the state. It's going to be the low bidder.
It's got to be the low bidder.
Yes, we don't have a choice.
Okay, so let's say, what do you think is a reasonable time frame for expecting the bids, the proposals to come in?
I have not discussed this with Nathan L. Jacobs and Associates, but my goal would be out to bid in February, award the contract in March, start date in April.
April, May. So that gives them 3 months.
I think that gives them plenty of time to do the project. What do you
One
think, Mather?
thing I'm thinking is that's the wettest time of the
But
year.
we don't have a choice. They may have to dewater. It's a terrible time of year for the project. I mean, it would be
Right.
great if we could do it in August, September.
Right.
Okay.
Be perfect.
But we got to move forward with something. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I think Jim, you're gonna really have to keep on Nathan Jacobson and to get these bids
Agreed.
back in, like, as soon as
And well,
possible.
and I will say the last time I had trouble getting them motivated. I asked Rodney to give them a call, and that made a huge difference.
Good.
Good.
So if we have to pull that part again, we will.
Good.
Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. That's seven
So that was
in favor.
unanimous, Andrew.
Unanimous. Yeah.
I didn't see the project.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I think the sooner it goes out, the bigger equipment comes in. That's all. That's,
Say that again.
the bigger the equipment comes in. If you get time frame gets shorter, the equipment out there is just.
Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised they'd start it in the with the ice frozen.
Might be better.
That's what I would think. Number two or number three is consider an act on public building committee formation. The public building would be for the roof project at the middle school, and it's a temporary building committee.
Temporary Public Building Committee. And the suggestion was by Mr. Cowles that we form the committee, and then once the board has acted, and you have the individuals that you want to appoint, you can appoint them at a later date. I don't think we know who's going to serve on the public building committee at this point in time, but you can appoint them at a later date.
So we just want to have a motion to form a temporary public building committee at this point.
And I would include, in accordance with the town charter in your motion.
Mr. Selectman, I would make a motion that we form a temporary building committee within the guidelines of the town charter. Zeros.
For the school roof.
For the school roof.
And which school? Is it the high school or the
It
center
is
school?
the center
Middle
school.
school.
Center school. Okay.
Center school.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion?
I would just say to amend the motion, Tim, to either identify who's going to be on it or that we're going to identify the personnel at a later date.
Okay. I amend my motion. I'll make a motion that we form a temporary public building committee to advise on the replacement of the Bolton Center School roof. The members will be appointed at a later date, and the committee will be in accordance with the town charter.
You want to redo your second?
I will redo my second to that motion.
So that was a motion by Tim Sadler and a second by Mather Clark.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. So that's unanimous. Next is consider an act on a bid waiver for the CLA proposal. So this is kind of new to the system here. And CLA, you want to take this one, Jim? It's
You were doing good.
oh, okay, all right. We think that we want to hire CLA because they'll go through and all our systems for accounting and verify that they're being used to the maximum capacity that they can be.
And we know they're not.
And we know they're not. And we think there's a lot of
There's a lot of efficiency to be found in the finance department. And I've met with CLA twice. Robin joined me at the last virtual meeting. In my memo, you'll see that they come highly recommended by Linda Stavisky, who has been a financial advisor to the Board of Selectmen for more than a decade. And I believe at least twice she's acted as our finance or as our interim finance director. She highly re After conversations with her, she highly recommended that we meet with CLA. She recommends this company in particular because they have some expertise with regard to the software that we are currently using, which
Pilot.
is Tyler School ERP Pro.
It is a national company, but they do have a local branch that we would be dealing with.
And are we, do we already have an engagement with them?
We do not.
That's
We've gotten a bid from them, and our bid ordinance allows the Board of Selectmen to waive the bid. If the Board of Selectmen waives the bid, I will then, work with the town attorney to review the contract and engage them and begin this work.
So on page 5 of there, they have a price of 16.8.
So I have two comments or comment and a question. That price of 16.8, is it fixed price? Like that's what they're going to do with that money, or is it time and materials? Like, hey, they're going to bill us for every hour that they do, and when they run out of that money, they're going to say, oh, well, we need more to finish the scope that we've defined.
That's a fixed price for
Okay.
the scope of work.
With timing, but not
Do we have any comps?
I do not.
No. They came highly recommended. Interesting. Okay.
Yep. And then the other question was in the proposal, there's no discussion about like their credentials with this software. Do we have any material that shows like, hey, this is the experience that we have with the software that you're asking us to show you how to use?
So we're not asking them to show us how to use it. We're asking them to show us how to maximize our use of it.
Sure.
So we are also engaging with Tyler Technologies, who is the parent company, to do some training for our supervisors so that we can, so that's where the training piece comes in. That's not through them. No, there's no information in their proposal that demonstrates their abilities with Tyler Technologies. That really comes from my conversation with Linda Stavitsky and my conversations with the CLA.
Question.
Yes.
Jim, has Jill Collins made any input in this? Has our finance director had any input?
No.
Go ahead.
I'm a little concerned about reaching out to a company because you got a recommendation from Linda. And I mean, Linda sounds like she's great, and I know you trust her. But we do have a bid waiver procedure that says you need to get either three oral or three written, depending on on the scale of the bid. So, there's a reason for doing that, and the ordinance does allow waiving. The reasons for the waiver are when, in the board's opinion, the circumstances of a particular case in the best interest of the town should permit its waiver, and the majority of the board states so in writing. But I mean, it seems a little bit backwards to say I'm going to go out and pick this company and then ask for the bid waiver. Instead of, unless there's a compelling reason, like if we were under a really tough time frame where we really needed to get something done, I could see trying to waiving the bids. But in this case, it was only you liked this company. And I'm not sure that's really a reason enough to waive the bid process.
That's not the reason I'm asking to waive the bid. The reasons I've stated are very clear in my memo is because they come highly recommended and they have specific experience with Tyler Technologies. Those are the reasons. And if the board doesn't feel comfortable with that, that is their prerogative.
But let's say like the natural demolition. Would you have done that too in this in that situation? Said Stanford Wrecking came highly recommended. So let's just waive the bid process and let's just go with them. Like, what's the difference other than the magnitude of the contract?
I currently have money in this year's budget for this project. And it's a problem that we've been having for a long time. The other nexus is that the Board of Education is uncomfortable moving to a payroll company, so that project is probably pretty well dead, which is why I have money in this year's budget for that. And one of the things that we believe can come out of this project is doing that within our own system. We can put in things to automate payroll within our own system with the assistance of a company like CLA to make recommendations.
So the staff is starting to get trained on Tyrell, which the school has already trained their staff long ago. So we're starting to train ours, but we want to make sure that they're getting trained.
I don't want to train them wrong.
With good habits. Yeah. And these people would recognize the habits, the good ones and the bad ones. So it's kind of like it's an investment in our future finance system, especially if we end up with a different finance director.
So I get the substance of the why the CLA consulting is a good idea to oversee what's going on.
Yeah.
But the reasons that that you are giving for the bid waiver, I don't think support it. Although now what you have said tonight, I think is different from what you said in your email to us, because you're telling me that there's more of a time frame issue here because you want to get it done within this budget cycle.
I have money that I put aside in this year's budget for
payroll
service. That money is not going to be spent on a payroll service this fiscal year. So I would like to be able to utilize that money during this fiscal year to get the project done.
Okay. So it's more of it's a timing issue then, is really the basis. Well,
it's part of the reason. I think, you know, we've long recognized some inefficiencies in the finance department. It's a problem I'm trying to solve.
I think I misunderstood the purpose of CLA. I thought maybe they were helping us integrate the Board of Ed and town systems.
They are not.
And I just heard a small comment that project is dead, which this is a project that's been
going. Well, no, the payroll.
Payroll, right. Specifically.
Is right.
Okay.
All right. Because they use Tyler.
We're already using the same system. So our systems are already integrated to some degree.
Yeah.
So with the intent to spend this money within the current fiscal period, that would allow us to put this out to a competitive bid. Right then, too, there would still be time to do that and to find out others that might be qualified that might not be personally recommended.
Potentially, yes.
And you have to be very comfortable with somebody to let them into your employees and their training on your finances, I would expect.
No, of course. And
if she comes recommended like that, I mean, that's speaking very highly. So,
yes.
Right. But having no perspective on what a reasonable bid, too, somebody might come in and say, I could do this for $5,000 and have good recommendations, or we might see other bids for 30. I think it would be, recognizing that this is a worthwhile initiative, but
it's a value versus a service. And, if you're going to spend $5,000 on it, you really got to question the value of what you're going to get at that point. And this $16,000 is sounds like a pretty reasonable value for what you're hoping to get out of it.
Reasonable with perspective of none, though.
Yeah, too. Yeah, I don't have any context either about what these contracts go for.
Right. Right.
I mean, it really could range from 5 to 50,000.
I would expect. Yeah. I don't even know how many people do this. I mean, you're hiring CPAs, aren't they?
Yes.
They're a bunch of accountants, is what they are. So it's just in a group of accounting firm.
CLF,
yeah.
And it sounds like it could have a real value add, but I think the value add would probably, it would be value add to us as fiduciaries of the town, too, to say.
That's what we're all about. We're just trying to make things more efficient.
Right.
And I don't want to say to delay it, but we have the opportunity and they would go at it within a month or something. Didn't they say they were available pretty soon?
They were available fairly quickly.
And, yes. And with the training that we're trying to put the staff through, the timing is very good for the staff implementing them.
Tell us more about that. Like, so the timeline of the training. So, to,
so,
like,
one, on, to, so we've already started working with Tyler to do some training. So one of the things that the school did and did very well when we got this accounting system, I don't know, probably 12 or 14 years ago, is they began to utilize it fully from day one, right? So what does that mean? That means they were using it for payroll. We are using it for payroll. They're using it for accounts payable. We're using it for accounts payable. That's where the report that you see here tonight is generated from, is from that accounting system. The one of the big things that they're doing differently, the school is doing differently than we did, is when the system was implemented, they had all of their supervisors trained on how to go into the system and put in request, you know, purchase order requests. Our purchase order requests come to me in a paper form. I have to then review those. I don't have access to the Tyler system to look and see if they even have money in the account that they're asking me to sign off on. Right? So I sign off on that purchase order. It goes over to finance. If there's a problem, if they don't have enough money, then finance comes back to me and says, they don't have any money in that account. You know, you can't sign off on that. Right? So by doing this training with the staff, and paper gets lost, right? Because paper comes here, it gets signed, it goes in an envelope, it goes over there. Every once in a while, you get two pieces of paper clipped together, so something gets missed. So we reduce and eliminate those issues. We increase efficiency because now we're not paying somebody full time to input all that information manually, because now the supervisors are doing their own purchase orders themselves. And they're doing it once. It's not being done redundantly.
So each department delivers that folder how often?
I get purchase orders daily.
Yeah, so they'll deliver the folder, gets put, and then he's got to grab them, and as opposed to...
And I recognize that's inefficient. And,
right, and then, you know, our payroll right now, everybody fills out a paper timesheet. And somebody has to input all of that. They have to check all of that math to make sure it works. They have to input all of that stuff manually. And one of the other things that we're hoping to get out of this is to be able to integrate some automated systems.
Mm-hmm.
So that information is being implemented automatically. And again, it puts more responsibility into the supervisor's lap to really review the information that's going into that system before, you know, payroll goes out. So those are two really obvious inefficiencies that we have that we're trying to work on.
But I mean, getting back to the issue that's on the table is whether we should waive the bid process. And it just seems like we should be able to know as a board when we're making a decision whether this number falls in a reasonable range of contracts for this type of service, and we have no idea. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
That's fair.
So
who would know that? Would CROG have something like that, or
no?
Are we allowed to solicit independently and just get a couple quotes so that we have comps?
I mean, I can go out and try to find a couple more companies that, you know, might be able to give us.
This is the first time that we're seeing it. So I have a feeling there's a tremendous presentation that you guys saw, and you probably saw tons of efficiencies and benefits that we are unfamiliar with, right? They talk to you and tell you, I mean, I'm reading through this and I can see a great value to doing a project like this, but I don't know what I would agree that. It would be good to get some comps.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we don't have to take a little bit. You know, and if it's not state money, is that the rule? Can we evaluate it based on value? I think we did that before, right?
You can. Okay. Yes.
My 2 cents matter.
Sounds reasonable.
Bob David?
I personally understand Gwen's point about following a procedure that's more consistent with our charter and with good practices, but I think that we have sufficient grounds here for a sole source bid waiver procurement just based on the highly regarded recommendation of both Jim and the person who we have relied upon in the past to fill in when we needed her. So while I appreciate Gwen's point, I am ready to, if you want me to vote for the pass it for a bid waiver, I would.
I think my opinion stated. David?
I have nothing further.
What's your opinion?
Oh, well, sure.
You don't have to.
I mean,
curious.
No, that's fine. I think, I mean, for a small amount like this, I don't think that there's any significant like gain from going out to bid, though I do think that following the bid process as, or the bid waiver process as the town has established would be an appropriate method. I think, you know, with the smaller budget and understanding that it is, you know, they say what they're going to do and give us the cost for it. My only concern would be that their proposal doesn't say like, hey, we're proficient in this technology and we've used it in XYZ locations and this is why we're, you know, we've got the credentials to do what you're asking us to do. That's my concern.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. Oh.
And I'm not going to oppose this, if because I agree it's a relatively small amount, and the compelling point is that you want, if the people are being starting to be trained on it now, we don't want to interrupt that process. So I would support it for that reason. But I'm not comfortable going forward with just having one bid come in front of us and then a waiver being asked on a regular basis. I don't think that should be done on a regular basis.
I agree. It's not something I do on a regular basis.
Good.
All right. I would make a motion that we issue a bid waiver for the CLA proposal on the grounds that we have the money available and it will be a huge value to our town employees and to the greater town itself.
I second that.
Bob DiPietro seconds. Is there any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous.
Bryce was a no.
Bryce is a no. Sorry. That's six yes, and Bryce is no.
And I want to say really thank you to the board for your input. I really, it was good conversation. It'll help me if I feel like we need a bid waiver again in the future. It will help me be better prepared for you. So thank you.
But I would like to just stipulate too, if I may, that I think the initiative is like a significant value add. It's that I did procurement for 10 years and I would never allow this through as a sole source bid waiver off those justifications. Like there would have been no come back to me on why there are valid, you know, benefits to using this entity. And so versus, that is my no.
Versus
right. Why up. Where's the true unique sole value add from this? You know, why are they experts in this field compared to others?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Yeah. Very good.
That's good insight.
Thank you. Next, let's consider an act on the accounts payable.
Who else?
Got it. Chairman, down to make a motion here.
I got two different budgets, two different seasons, which is one of them.
I think there's only the 25, 26.
I'll make it.
There you go.
If we'd like.
Mather? Yeah.
There was only one, right?
Yeah.
There's only one. Now we're
looking at him like, wait,
it's pretty small.
Yeah,
it's page 17. Oh.
I'll make a motion to accept the accounts payable for the fiscal year 25-26 in the amount of $62,032.49 as presented.
Gather seconds. Is there any discussion?
Bryce has a question on page 15.
Fine, page 15.
And then it's actually on Tyler Technologies.
Good. Question.
You got it, Jim? There's two charges, 180 in total, and just looking to understand what the training consultation and the ERP Pro training. This was the training that we had discussed.
So one of the things that we have to do in order to be able to set this up so that our supervisors can be trained is we have to do mapping within the Tyler system. So they have to have permissions for certain things and not permissions for other things. Mm-hmm. And so this is my administrative team, mostly Kathy, working with Tyler Technologies to get that mapping done in the system so that we can then progress to the next step, which is training our staff.
So Kathy's been granted access to start the mapping.
And then would there be additional costs from them in
for the actual training?
For the actual training. So in addition to the 18.6 that we just authorized, would there be additional costs anticipated from Tyler Technologies?
16.8,
thank you.
16.8, and that's for CLA.
Correct.
Right. So different companies, yes. Different purposes. So yes, our estimate from Tyler Technologies for training for our supervisors is around
$1,200. $1,200. And that is coming directly out of
my budget, out of the administration budget.
Okay. And so, right, so this 180 would be the start of that 1200, or would this be?
This is totally different because this is Kathy working with somebody at Tyler Technologies who helped her get access to the system and is helping her with the mapping because our finance team does not have time to help her with the mapping. So Tyler Technologies is helping her with the mapping, which is important because she needs to learn how to do it anyway.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you.
It's a huge step.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other questions?
I have one. It's on page 11 regarding Nathan Jacobson billings. And it's not really about specifically about each line, but it's about looking at the engineering fees in general. Do we need to be more cognizant when we do our budgeting for engineering fees going forward based on this is a pretty big chunk here.
We bumped up our engineering fees for this year in particular because we knew we were going to be taking some big hits with all of these projects we have.
Okay, now with the green project coming up, there's going to be design, unless the grant is going to cover it, there's going to be, I would say that's going to be a pretty hefty engineering fee too. So I think we really have to pay attention.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So that was my only question, more of a comment. That's it.
The good news is we're finally getting to the point where we're winding down on the engineering things and we're going to be moving forward with getting some projects done, which is very exciting to me. We've been working so hard to get to the finish line. You know, we did one of the things you'll find that's in my report for the next meeting is that, you know, we just got wetlands approval for the Herrick Park project. We're in wetlands now for the community septic system, which is, Tim would put it, is not a sexy thing because you can't really see it. It's all underground, but it's exciting to finally be getting to the point where we can start implementing some of these projects. So
muddy grass isn't sexy.
It isn't. You're right. So we did actually budget for that this year. We knew our costs were going to be a little higher this year.
Good. And then just so I know in the future, SSDS.
That's the community septic system. I don't remember exactly what the acronym stands for, but that is the community septic system.
And that was probably going to the design.
Yeah, that design is nearly done at this point. We're still in, we have later on this month, we have a public hearing with the Wetlands Commission, and they hope to be able to grant us approval for that afterward, so that we can finalize our bid documents and go out to bid for those two projects.
So once they're done filling in that hole, they can dig another one.
Holes and hills.
Any other questions? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll abstain because I wasn't there.
Okay.
Aye.
I think we're still on budget.
Oh,
budget AP. I'm a yes.
Okay.
I was looking at the minutes.
All right.
You're here.
Okay.
So and it was a
unanimous vote.
Was in favor of the AP report, Andrea.
Okay, so I have for who made the motion? The initial Adler motion?
Clark made it. Tim Sadler seconded.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And then next on the list is
there are no budget transfers.
No budget transfers. Approval of minutes from December 16th.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes from Tuesday, December 16th. That's 10.
Is there a second? Tim made the motion.
I'll second it. Gwen, Marion.
Seconded. Any questions?
I'll just say we have a unique opportunity here to potentially discuss this longer than the meeting lasted in the first place.
I love your sense of humor.
Lead the filibuster, David.
I'm all set. I just wanted to point it out.
Maybe next time.
All right.
David, do you care if you go by Dave or David in notes?
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, I would prefer to go by David.
In the minutes, Dave Coles made a move.
Okay, is there any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 You're abstaining?
Yep.
Now
you're abstaining.
So that's 6 yes, and Mather Clark is abstaining. Are
we discussing this, or is this just for
information? No, that's for information only.
Then I would make a motion we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Bryce Harrison seconds.
Oh, very good. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's 7 unanimous. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
So
Rodney and Jim for on